أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاختلف الأحزاب من بينهم فويل للذين كفروا من مشهد يوم عظيم. أسمع بهم وأبصر يوم يأتوننا لكن الظالمون اليوم في ضلال مبين. صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 37 and 38 of Surah Maryam. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala concludes in these and the next verses regarding Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah says, فَاخْتَلَفَ الْأَحْزَابُ مِنْ بَيْنِهِمْ. Then the various sects had differed regarding Isa alayhi salatu wa salam amongst themselves. Primarily, it was after the birth of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu was salam, after his message, we had the Bani Israel into two sectors. One was the Yahud, and then one was the Nasara, the Christians. The Yahud, they continued to believe that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, wa na'udhu billah, is waladu zina. In other words, he's an illegitimate child. Whatever miraculous feats had taken place at the time in his childhood, his miraculous speech, and thereafter other miracles that manifested at the hands of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, they attributed all of that to sorcery, to black magic, and they said he is a sahir. When he made the claim of nubuwat, they said he is an imposter and he is not a Nabi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. When it comes to the Christians, we will find that very basically, basic core, there was three different sects regarding the Christians. One was what was termed as the Nasturiya. They believed that Isa alayhi salatu wa salam's birth was not a miraculous birth, that Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha had given birth to him without a male intervention, but they believed that he was Ibnullah. That is, he was the son of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had kept his son with him all the time, and at that particular period, Allah ta'ala had sent his son down, and then when Allah ta'ala so desired, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala ascended his son once again into the skies. Then we get the second sect, which was known as the Yaqubiya. They believed that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu was salam was not the son of Allah, but he was Allah himself. And Allah Rabbul Izzat had come down onto earth for that period of time, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala ascended, wa na'udhu billah, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala went up again. Then you get the Malakaniya. That sect believe what is very common today amongst Christians, which in Quranic terms is known as the concept of Tathleeth, the concept of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and that Isa alayhi salatu wa salam is not divine himself, he's not divinity himself, he's not Allah himself, but he is one part of Allah, one part of divinity. And in that way, generally the Christians that were deviated, they had this very core beliefs amongst themselves. And then the fourth group amongst the Christians was those who believed Isa alayhi salatu was salam was the Nabi of Allah, he was the slave of Allah, he was the Rasul of Allah, and they had that belief which Muslims have. And one example we will find that at the time of the Nubuwat of our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a person by the name of Waraqa bin Nawfal, he had this 100% absolute belief, the way we were and we believe and one is ought to believe regarding Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah says, فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِن مَشْهَدِ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. Then destruction be upon those who disbelieve. مِن مَشْهَدِ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. at the time when they will witness the great day, and that is the day of Qiyamah. There will be total destruction for them. And then of course some of them, or rather most of them, believe that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam had come onto this earth, and then he was crucified and he died for the sins of man, and all of that will be total and absolute destruction for them on the day of Qiyamah. أَسْمِعْ بِهِمْ وَأَبْصِرْ. Allah Ta'ala says on that day, they will see very clearly, they will see very well, they will hear very well, and they will see very well. In this world, we cannot have any glimpse of Qiyamah, but that which Allah Ta'ala informed us in the Quran, whatever our Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam informed us, and through our Iman, and in our hearts we have this insight and this vision of the reality of the day of Qiyamah. But as far as seeing it with our eyes, hearing it with our ears, that we will not have until the day of Qiyamah. So here Allah Ta'ala says that in this world they were blinded from the reality of the day of Qiyamah. So أَسْمِعْ بِهِمْ وَأَبْصِرْ. They will see well, they will see perfectly, and also together with that they will hear perfectly. يَوْمَ يَأْتُونَنَا لَكِنِ الظَّالِمُونَ. On the day when the zalimeen, the transgressors, come to us, al-yawm, on that day, the day of Qiyamah, fi dhalalim mubin, in manifest deviation, in manifest error, then the realities will be exposed to them. They will see it, they will hear it, but unfortunately they will not be able to do anything about it. It will be too late. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, that Allah has spoken about Qiyamah, Allah has told us about Qiyamah, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us about Qiyamah, and hence our Iman is here, that we believe 100% in whatever has been told to us. Brothers, just one clarification that people have asked for with regards to the end of Sehri time and the beginning of Fajr time as it appears in our calendars. So if you take the example today, 4:33 was the end of Sehri, and 4:38 is the beginning of Fajr. In between there is a 5 minutes lapse that is regarded as a safe time. So that is one, that we finish our Sehri by 4:33. But the more important aspect is this, that between 4:33 and 4:38, we cannot read our 2 rakats sunnat of Fajr. The 2 rakats sunnat of Fajr will commence from 4:38 in the example of today. If we came to the masjid at 4:33 or even before, we can read our tahajjud salat, our tahiyyatul masjid salat, and Fajr will only be valid. The sunnah of Fajr will only be valid in the example of today from 4:38 onwards. So some brothers asked for clarification, so we should try and be very careful with regards to that. Jazakallah. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.